Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stack sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams of protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises. Just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax, the podcast. I'm Eric. This is a... this feels weird. Why am I doing it? You should do it.
I don't know.
You always do it.
I do.
Yeah, it's better that way.
I don't think so. Sometimes you got to take over, love.
I don't know. That felt weird.
Feels weird for me too, man.
You gonna keep it in?
Keep what in?
We're gonna use that?
Yeah, use it.
You started it. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, love.
How you doing?
I've got a little bit of an allergy attack going on right now. I don't know what's going on. We've had really hot weather, and then all of a sudden today there's some muggy rain. El Nino is like starting up weird weather here.
It's been unpredictable lately.
My body reacts with like, that's different. Allergies.
Were you outside?
Like, what? Yeah, I was checking out the birds in the garden and because I'm a gardener now.
I know.
Resentfully so.
It's a love-hate relationship with you and gardening.
You know, people...
I think you're into it.
No.
I don't understand then.
It's called a mental health issue. It's called being stubborn, number one.
You can't have another one of those.
And being... No, it's the same one that kind of causes a lot of them. It's a perfectionist.
Enough.
I can't fail. Like, I don't want to fail. It's another thing in my life.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I can't.
It's going great, though. So what's the problem?
Everything is dying.
No, it looks great.
If you don't like tend to it a million hours a day, everything dies. I don't understand how anyone enjoys it.
I never understood how intense gardening was until I watched you garden. I always thought it was always kind of like you plant the seeds, you water it.
Don't make this about me, love.
No, but I'm just saying, but you're right. Because then it made me think, did we already talk about this? It made me think about, that's why these women that you see, normally women that you see out in their front yards have like the gloves and the hat and the knee pads. You know what I mean? It's because you got to be out there doing it. I was like, why do they need knee pads or like that foam thing that they put down? Like, why do they need that if they just have to like water?
No, they don't just
have
water.
Why are they poking around in there all the time?
What
are they,
Edward Scissorhands?
But like, it's like, I guess you have to actively, you're not a passive gardener. You're like an active gardener.
What do you mean by that?
You can't do it like passively. You can't be like,
No one can.
Otherwise,
it dies. It's infuriating. Like if you skip a second of it, they die. It's so annoying.
I've rather enjoyed this gardening side of you. I like it's fun for me to see you outside gardening. I like when I look out the window and you're out there gardening, and I'll like most times be like, oh, she's out there gardening, and I'll walk out and I'll just join you. And it's like, it's nice.
No, you just walk out and join me. Love.
I do.
Okay. What I said to Andrew yesterday, my cousin.
What do you mean? I stand there with you. I'm not doing anything.
Exactly.
I pick up the leaves and.
But I said to Andrew yesterday, I was like, you know what? I think someone should. He walked around. And he saw the garden. And he's talking to someone else. And he goes, whoa, they've got like a garden going on. And the other person goes, who's doing it? He goes, well, I know it's not Colleen. Colleen would never do something like this. And I go, he's like, I'm shocked it's you. And I was like, you know, me too. I think someone should mic me up just for when I'm out there. Cause the whole time I'm like, effing bugs. So this thing's dead. What's going on? Like, I'm just like so pissed. It's just not for the weak of heart, faint of heart. It's something that I think the fury in me comes from extreme jealousy of people who are good at it. Like, I'm so jealous of people who are good at it and who have patience for it.
Why do you think you're bad at it?
Because everything's dying.
Okay, but what are they doing differently?
Everyone else?
Yeah, the people that are good at it. What are they doing differently than you are? Because you're obviously trying very hard.
Well, I'm new to it. I've never done it before. So I don't know everything about every single plant needs something different. That's the other thing that's annoying. It's like, it's not like, oh, you have plants and you just water them. You have to plant them a certain type of year. They have to have a certain type of soil. They have to have a certain type of fertilizer. You have to water them this way. Some plants you have to water this way. Some plants you have to water this many times a week. Sometimes you have to water this many times a week. Some need a slow drip. Some need a this. It's, you have to know everything about every single plant. You can't just go, I'm going to go water all the plants the same way. You have to do it differently. Some plants need to be watered every day. Some need it every other day. Some need it once a week. Some need a deep soak twice a week. Like, it's like, how do you remember all of it? And then when things start going bad, you have to know what each one need. They all need different things. So it's like, if plants are dying, it's not like, oh, well, this plant died. And I know when that plant was dying, all I did was I pruned this thing and I did this thing and I watered it this way. And then if a different kind of plant dies, you can't just do the same thing. You have to learn what that plant needs in order to make that one survive. And then there's things that are completely out of your control. Like, I was working on tomatoes and I was like, oh, look, all these tomatoes. All these tomatoes are blossoming. And then all of a sudden they all start dying. And I was like, why are all the tomato plants they're just dying? And so I get all the right kind of fertilizer and I'm like babying these freaking tomato plants and I'm trimming off the dead stuff every single day and just like treating them like little infants that don't know what they're doing. And they just need my 24/7 care. And then finally I find a freaking, I'm doing like a deep soak. Cause I'm like, maybe they're super thirsty. I don't know what's going on. And then all these like gopher holes start falling through because something has been dug tunnels underneath all the tomatoes and ate all the roots of them. So it didn't even matter. I put in all that money and work and time into the tomato plants because some freaking rodent had already eaten all the roots of them. So now I'm like, what do? Do I just rip them all out? But some of them are still half alive. So I'm like, do I rip those out or just leave them in there to rot or to get eaten more? Do I rip everything out? And then I have to like, what, dig 2 feet down and like to get rid of all the gopher tunnels and then start all over again? What am I supposed to do here? This is just a continuing thing.
I'm my surprised pumpkins, there's not gopher today, wire under the tomatoes. Well, there should be.
There's the pumpkins. I have chicken on the pumpkins trying to get a freaking girl because there's just full of men. I don't want these male flowers. Yeah. I want the female flowers. But it's just giving me a bunch of men. You know what I don't need when I'm gardening? A bunch of men. And that's all my pumpkin plants are giving me. And I read today it's because the male ones bloom first so that they attract all the pollinators. So that then once the females come a couple weeks later, the pollinators already have been at those plants for a while. And so then they could take the pollen and they could put it in the female and then you can actually grow a pumpkin.
That makes sense.
So I'm looking for the female pumpkin today. I saw one little bud and I was all excited, but some of the leaves had these weird like squiggly lines. And I thought, apologies. We needed to take a moment for me to take a breath. Clearly, I was getting very bent out of shape about that.
Maybe you shouldn't garden.
Yeah.
I like passive gardening. Maybe not like pruning flowers and vegetables even like to eat. I liked planting like that passion fruit thing. And I think it's because there's like, I don't have to do anything other than water it and I, you know, give it like good soil. You watch the progress of it because it's going to grow over this trellis that I put there. And I've done this before with the passion fruit, so I'm pretty confident that that's what's going to happen. And I can do it, you know, leisurely. And I transplanted, there was like a cool old like palm tree in a pot that someone had left here. And I transferred that and got it new soil and looked at what kind of fertilizer to give it. Because it looked like it hadn't been cared for in a while. And like that was nice to me to now see if it like looks healthier or... Mm-hmm. Grows a little bit, but yeah, that's the kind of gardening I like. I don't like all the
hubbub.
Yeah. It's always exciting. I've like planted pumpkins probably like 10 different times in my life and I've never grown a single pumpkin. You know what I mean?
Probably because it's complicated.
Now I know why, but it didn't like haunt me. Like,
excuse me.
It didn't haunt me. Like it haunts you.
Oh my God. I'm sneezing up the storm.
Yeah. I think you need to know like what's the season of what is supposed to be planted when. For me, it seems like it'd be late to plant pumpkins, right? Cause people always have them ready by Halloween.
I don't know.
How do they get all those pumpkins at a pumpkin patch? It's crazy now. Think about how hard you're trying to grow even a singular pumpkin. And then, you know, in 2 months, we're going to go to a pumpkin patch.
There's going to be a
field of pumpkins. Like pick whichever pumpkin you want. And they're massive and they're going to have giant ones. And like, it doesn't seem fair, but I do think that it's, you know, it's 10,000 hours. It's like, people go to school for this. They go to like agriculture school.
I think it's a retirement hobby. I think it's like our kids went to college and I'm depressed and need something to like care for hobby maybe.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense.
Also, our air conditioner just kicked on and it's pretty loud. So I don't know if you guys can hear that hum in the background of the podcast, but hopefully it'll just lull you to sleep. And maybe it'll calm me down too.
Maybe.
I did check out your passion fruits because Eric did work really hard getting these big pots and making this beautiful arch of passion fruit. It's gorgeous. But today, the new one you bought, I looked at and it looks like it's being attacked by something. We got to dig into that.
It has a predator.
There's something eating it and killing it from the inside out. Maybe it's got a little infestation inside out.
It might be those caterpillars we found last time. The last time I did it, I planted them like against the chicken coop, and like those chickens, I feel like just would eat any.
They ate any bugs, and I guess their poop like was the best fertilizer for that particular passion fruit because it just made them.
Yeah,
grow
maybe it was
crazy.
Maybe it was that. Yeah, because it took over. It took over everything. Well, we'll see if it. I hopefully it's okay.
No, it'll be great. And honestly, like I do enjoy it. The idea of being successful at it motivates me.
Why?
Where I think because I have a mental illness.
What do you have to prove and to whom?
To everyone.
Okay.
And no one cares, but my brain has convinced me that everyone does care if I fail at it.
Well, if you kill all those flowers, I don't think our kids will love you less and I won't love you less.
Certainly not. But I will say I have improved. If we're looking at the bright side of things, I have gotten a lot better. I thought a sunflower was a bean a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't think that. I didn't know that there were little bugs that live inside of a pumpkin leaf and eat it from the inside out.
Now you know.
And I didn't know that we planted in the wrong kind of dirt. Anyway.
Dirt's dirt.
Dirt is not dirt, apparently. No, I think I do. I would enjoy it if I had just, if I could make it my full-time job to just care about plants.
Uh-huh.
I think I might enjoy it. And also if there was no bugs at all, ever.
Okay.
But we need the bugs to pollinate, take care of things, whatever. But I don't enjoy when the gnats. But let's not talk about the
well
things I don't enjoy.
It's well established in the canon that you do not like bugs.
I'm sorry,
a Cher t-shirt.
Very sniffly today. Oh, wait, I am wearing a Cher today. I love Cher.
Are you a big Cher fan?
I love Cher.
What's your favorite Cher song?
All of them. No, I do love Cher. Do you believe in love?
So good at impressions.
Love? Yeah, right.
So good at impressions.
No, I actually have a sign of hers somewhere, a picture of hers. Oh, it's right over there.
What?
Pick that up.
What?
Pick that up. There's a little frame over there. It's like what I want the centerpiece of my office to be is this sign. This is a replica.
Oh, yes. I thought this was a Taylor Swift thing.
Well, this particular frame and picture is from, it's like a replica of a photo that was in a Taylor Swift music video.
Okay.
And you need to calm down music video.
Right.
It's on the wall for like a split second, but it's a Cher quote. And have you seen this clip? It's amazing.
I think you've told me about it. Yeah.
Well, she's talking about her mom talking to her, like about, you know, getting married, settling down, like if she needs a man and, you know, you need to marry a nice rich man. She said, Mom, I am a rich man.
So good.
It's so iconic. She's so many good quotes like that. Like I love her whenever she talks about men and feminism and just women. Like I just think she's so
I don't really
brilliant.
Know, but I feel like in my mind, I'm like, she's like a dry, like harsh sense of humor. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
I feel like that's
she's
what I remember
so
from
great.
Maybe seeing a Cher interview. Whenever.
There's another one. I wish I could quote it directly, but I can't. But she's talking about like, she's talking about how you don't need a man. She's like, well, I love men. Men are the greatest, but I don't need one. Mm-hmm. she talks about them like a dessert or something. I can't remember how she compares it, but it's so funny. Cause she talks about how she doesn't need a man. And someone said, you hate them. And she's like, no, I love men. They're so fun. I just don't need one. Like,
yeah.
It's like a fun little treat to have a man which talks about it. But anyway, I love Cher a lot. I'm sorry to start off our episode in a whiny way about gardening. I do think I secretly love it and I am having a good time with it. I just am frustrated that I'm not good at it. I have a very hard time when I'm not good at something. That's the mental illness part I'm talking about. It's something I need to work on. So gardening, I think actually is good for me because it's forcing me to like accept failure. The tomatoes are dead. The tomato garden is over.
Okay.
Like I need to rip it all out and start over. And that's been a very hard.
I don't think it's tomato season.
It's a gopher. They were really doing great. I grew a lot of tomatoes.
Gophers is actually on my list of relaxes.
Really?
For my lightning rod, because they've they weren't here when we first moved in, and now they're here.
They wanted to eat my tomatoes, man.
But you can see the holes there's in that little yard there, and it's going towards the tomatoes now that I think about it.
Well, I've got, well, they've eaten all the vines.
Have you ever seen Cher's house?
I've never been to Cher's house.
Say this. No. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It was one of my first memories from moving to LA. I'd never been to California. It was
I see Cher's house?
You know, I was living in Venice at first, but like, you know, this, you just moved to California. Like, you're going to drive on the PCH, right? Along the coast. So my first time doing that was with my buddy, and he was like, oh, that's Cher's house. It's like very identifiable. It's like, it's like right on the ocean off the PCH, and it's surround. It's
what,
like
Malibu or something.
Yeah. Malibu. And there's like nothing around it on either side, but just these giant palm trees. And somebody told me that the lore was she did some like residency in Vegas, and instead of taking money, she was like, I want you to give me all your palm trees or something. And that's how they got transplanted to her property.
What?
She got paid in palm trees. That's what I heard. That might not be true.
That can't be true. It's like, I think Cher can afford some palm trees.
It was like a landmark. And it was like the first time, like me being from where I am, seeing like a big celebrity lifestyles of the rich and famous mansion.
Did Cher get paid in palm trees? I got to look this up because this is crazy.
Well, I don't know why I would make that up, or why
I'm not saying that you are making that up.
Someone who told me that would make that up.
I know. I'm wondering if it's true, or what part of it is true. No, Cher did not. Unusual rumor appears to be a mix-up or a playful exaggeration related to either her famous real estate landscape choices or her past legal settlements. Her mansion in Malibu, she'd had 40 full-grown palm trees imported and planted along the driveway and perimeter to ensure complete privacy from paparazzi. In her divorce settlement, she walked away from their joint company, leaving behind millions of dollars in shared revenue. In her memoir, she shared that she instead asked for just my own place in Malibu and a monthly stipend of $5,000 to secure her freedom. That's it? So she got a divorce and all she wanted was... She gets $5,000 a month stipend.
Was it from Sonny Bono?
Yes. I mean, obviously she makes a lot more than that with all her other stuff, but like...
Maybe he controlled the finances back when they were in Sonny and Cher?
Yeah, but I'm saying like that doesn't seem like enough for all the money from Sonny and Cher. I feel like only $5,000 a month doesn't seem like very much.
Wow.
For like rich bajillionaires who are like super famous. I don't know.
He died skiing.
What?
He died skiing.
That's so sad.
He hit a tree, yeah.
Oh my God.
It happens a lot, apparently.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awful. Okay, can I tell you something? I have a lot of things to
Who's
say.
Who's going to stop you?
You, someone, hopefully. Actually, that's funny that you say that because the first thing I wrote down to talk about, I had a dream last night. I've been dying to tell you this.
Okay.
A nightmare, one would say. I don't remember most of the dream, most of the nightmare, but I remember one part in particular. Something chaotic was going on. There's a lot, like, I don't know if there's explosions, something, but like everyone was running amok. And I was in the middle of like my psychiatry appointment, like with my psychiatrist. And she ran out of the room and I was in the room with her. She ran out of the room and she had all these documents that my therapist had written down on and she had written down on about me. Cause you know, they write down stuff. And I looked at it and it said, she overshares too much. She's telling me more information than she needs to. She doesn't know when she needs to stop talking. Like, but the biggest thing was she's like oversharing, stop oversharing. And what's so crazy, because I'm always worried. I'm like, I always just word vomit everything. Clearly this episode, every episode I've ever done, even right now. But like that in my nightmare, even my therapist and my psychiatrist is like, this girl talks too much.
It's so specific.
That's crazy.
Wait, you can like read notes in your dreams?
Yeah. My dreams are so vivid. So vivid.
I would have just forgotten that immediately if that happened to me.
I just thought it was just comical to me that like my nightmare is that my therapist, the one place where I should feel the safest to overshare, my therapist is like, ugh, why is she telling me this information?
You're like,
therapist is like, ew, why is she opening up to me? Gross. Like, that's so
you don't
funny.
Want to be
that's my nightmare. I just had to share
you
that.
You want to be good at therapy.
I do. I want to ace it. I want them to write down like, LOL, she's hilarious.
She's
LOL.
Doing all the right. She's doing all the right things.
Well, I know they're not writing that.
Uh-huh.
I know for a fact they're not writing that.
She's doing the best
it would be
she
like,
can.
I would love to see the notes and it says, very mentally unstable, but also funny.
Mm-hmm.
Very mentally unstable. Wish we could be friends.
Are we like doing bits in there?
I'm not doing bits.
What are you like?
Just being me, man.
Shit. Are you trying to make your therapist laugh?
No, I'm not trying to make my therapist laugh. Of course I've made my therapist laugh.
and how does that make you feel?
Great. It's the best I've ever felt in therapy, honestly. The moments where I think like, my therapist thinks I'm funny, or like, I don't know. Those moments are the best moments of therapy to me. I should tell her that probably. Yeah. My favorite, most standout core memories of therapy with you are the moments I think you are pleased.
That's what it's all about.
Problem. Anyway,
You're paying for that. It's your dollar.
I have a whole list of things. I did want to say, I read the comments from last week.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Last week, Eric sang a song and everyone loved it. Lovey, you got to do it every week. I come up with a new song every week. Everyone's like, put it on Spotify. We love this song. Everyone was like, there are people who said they cried listening to it. There are people like, because it was so bad. No, because they're like cleaning their house and they're just like, oh, it's so relatable. And everyone loved it because you're just amazing. Another thing that I saw, actually, I should probably pull up the thing.
Nobody likes it. I'll stop.
No, everyone loves it.
It's for me.
And I also have to say, you're right and I'm wrong, which happens often, especially on this pod. And I was anticipating that this would happen. And I went too hard on it last week, love. But when you talked about that goldfish cracker and putting water in your mouth with your food, and I thought that was the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
The comments were like, oh, Eric, that's totally normal.
Yeah.
Yes. No. So this person said, A Bunny Life said, this whole thing is completely normal, Eric. It's very, very normal to wash down a dry or unpleasant food in your mouth.
Yeah.
A lot of people said that. So I am sorry. I was incorrect. And also in thinking about it more, I realized, wow, I am not only was I wrong in that conversation, I realized something very bizarre about myself that I actually know would not be relatable.
Okay.
When I eat food, I do not, the entire time I'm eating my meal, take a sip until I'm done. I have to finish my food before I will take a sip.
Why?
Unless it's like a huge meal and I'm like, for some weird reason, like if I have to get up to go to the bathroom or something, like I'll wash it down before I like walk out of the room. And then if I come back to keep going, or like if I eat something really dry, I guess I can't even think of a scenario, but like I was thinking about last night and I was like,
OCD thing. You're like, I will sip at the beginning and then I will sip at the end.
No, I don't sip at the beginning. No. In fact, at restaurants, I don't like when they bring out the drinks first. Cause I'm like, well, the ice is going to melt. My water won't be cold enough by the time my food comes. And with my Coke will be watery and not cold enough by the time I'm ready to have a sip, which will be after I am finished with my meal.
Why?
I only drink beverages. I drink water when I'm very thirsty, like, or dehydrated throughout the day. And I drink Coke after I have finished a meal, like after the last bite, because I think it.
And you only like the first sip, and that's why the cans are always left everywhere completely full.
It's not that I only like the first sip. It's that I don't drink it until I'm done with my meal. And then when I'm done with my meal, I just need a few sips to wash it down. And then I don't need any more. I'm not going to.
So you don't.
I don't drink. So you, I realize I really
drinking
am the weirdo here.
Anything.
No.
It's only to serve a function.
Exactly. Yes. 100%.
How can we still be finding more?
I know. Water is for hydration only. I never think, oh, I'm craving water. I think, oh, I'm dehydrated. I'm sweating a lot. I need to have some water. I'm feeling like I haven't had enough water today for whatever reason. I need to chug some water. And I don't sip water throughout the day. Like, it's like water
is crazy.
Only to chug whatever.
Relatable.
And Coke is like, I only drink Cokes usually if I'm having a meal and it's to wash it down when I am finished.
And it has to be Coke because it's like,
because it's delicious.
Yeah.
But I also do like love the fizziness feels like it like gets it. It washes it down really good.
Okay.
Like water doesn't feel like, I feel like it still have like food particles in my esophagus or something with water. Whereas like Coke, like the fizziness, I feel like it like dissolves the poison acid in the Coke, especially really spicy Coke, like a McDonald's Coke. It really washes that stuff down. It helps the process of what the stomach does, you know, the acid in your stomach. Uh-huh. I feel like Coke helps it along. It's like, oh, I'll help you out, tummy acid. I'll burn some of it on the way down.
It might. I don't know. Not a doctor, but yeah. So you're never, there's never a point where you're like, oh, I want a nice beverage. Like this, you know, I want to try that. I wonder what that tastes like.
No, I don't think that. I never think I wonder what that tastes like. I mean, I guess I do sometimes, but it's like, I just want a little taste. I don't want to drink a whole thing of anything. And there's been a couple of times this summer where I've been like, so hot from like working so hard on the house, but I don't want to chug water, and I'll have a banagua because those are full, and our fridges are full of banagua, which is a banana flavored water that Rachel's kind of put me onto. But I only will drink that if I'm like severely dehydrated and sweating, and I chug that one. I will chug like the entire thing.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. I think just, it's not a big part of your life. And so it's just a form of function. You know what I mean? Like, cause you don't drink coffee and you don't drink alcohol. So there's no like morning coffee, you know what I mean? In the paper for you, you know what I mean? Or morning coffee and doom scrolling and there's no like, sunset cocktails, you know? So like, it's just, it's not a part of who you are, which is it. What would you consider it? It's a function. It's a human function.
What is drinking? You
need to drink things.
Yeah, well, you have to drink water to survive, right? And that's what I think of it as. Whereas like when I think of drinking, like for example, you said sunset cocktail. You know what the first thing was that popped in my mind?
I don't know.
I go, oh, that sounds nice. Like having like a little, the idea of it is nice. Like a glass of wine watching the sunset on the beach or something. But my mind immediately goes, well, if I sip on wine, then I'm going to have to pee. And then I'm going to have to like stop in the middle of like watching the sunset or whatever. I'm going to have to get up and like go find a bathroom. And what if there's not a bathroom on that beach that we're out watching the sunset? Or like, you know, like my mind just goes to how I'm going to have to pee more often.
Oh yeah. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So I just don't do it. And that way I don't have to like come run into that issue. I was telling Rachel the other day, I went to a restaurant to meet up with a friend. Yes, I have a friend sometimes. And we went to lunch and I looked at the menu before I went because I was like, I need to know what I'm going to get. I don't have that weird moment where we're like looking at the menu and I don't know what I'm going to get to eat, right?
Oh my gosh, so Colleen.
Wait, that's not the weird part. I thought that was pretty normal, but no, okay.
I think people
you
just
don't look at a menu before you go to the restaurant?
No, I don't.
Oh no. Okay. So I do that.
I don't go to restaurants a lot, but
that's true. But no, what I wanted on the menu was a BLT. That sounded really good.
It's good any time of day.
Right. But I didn't want to, I knew I could, I was upset before I went. This is the day before I went. I was upset because I knew I wouldn't be able to get this BLT because I thought, well, I bet you this place has really good BLTs, but I can't get that because what if they give me one of those gross tomatoes with like the white center and it's hard in the middle? I'm gag right now thinking about it. And then I would have to take the tomato out of the sandwich and I can't do that while I'm like at lunch with this person and like
be
a weirdo.
Whole
like takes
life
my-
just catastrophizing everything?
Perhaps.
Because those are thoughts. Those aren't things that it happened.
Yeah, no, but it would happen if I were to get, which I would, because 90% of the time they give you a crappy tomato in a sandwich. You never, like, it's very rare you get a really perfect tomato in a sandwich.
So then don't get the BLT.
Exactly. Then I didn't.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to have the conversation of, oh, I have to take the tomato out. Why'd you get a BLT if you don't like tomato? I do like tomato.
So
I just
not only is
this.
The tomato in your mind, you've already decided it's bad, but that the other human that you're with is going to look down on you for taking the tomato out of a BLT.
I didn't decide it was bad. I'm looking at the statistics. And
no, this isn't math, Colleen.
Yes, it is. 90% of the time they give you crappy tomato.
Your brain's not doing what it's doing.
Or
something.
Soggy
it's
lettuce.
Not doing math.
I don't want to risk it when I know the chances are not in my favor with a good BLT. So I just got something else.
What did you get?
I got the halibut because I have had it before and it's really good.
Well, what if it wasn't good that time?
Well,
what if you got a funky halibut?
That's okay because that particular halibut doesn't have something in it that.
What if
they
undercooked it?
And then I push it around.
And then how would the person you're with think
you
if you had
a psycho? Send it back. You think I have
don't
ever
want to disappoint
sent
the West,
anything
the
back
don't
in my
upset
life?
The waiter or the chef.
No
if
way.
They made a mistake.
I would never send something back.
Yeah.
Not in a million
I'm trying
years.
To think I ever have.
In fact, I would do, and you know this because you've been in restaurants with me where I've been like, eat this so that it looks like I ate it. Because if I don't like it and I can't eat it.
You want to disappoint the waiter?
I don't want to disappoint them because I don't have the conversation. Oh, you didn't like it? Can I get you something else? Oh my God, nightmare fuel. Like that is my nightmare. That I'm going, you didn't like it? Do you want a to-go box? I'm scared. Like I need to, and if I hate it, if they get my order completely wrong, if they come up and say, how is it? I'm going to say great every time.
Even great. If it's terrible?
Yes. What? You yeah. would say it's not good?
No, I wouldn't say it that.
Of course not.
No, I would say it's good.
Exactly.
It's great.
It's mental illness. Is this episode just about my mental illnesses, love?
I guess.
Let's get back to these comments. Everyone's saying how amazing your singing is. Honestly, Eric needs more musical roles. Show off those singing skills. Awesome song. No, it's an impressive skills. Answer for Wesley. Oh, she was talking about Wesley was so cute in that little interview he did. Mm-hmm. A few people said that their kids call McDonald's Old McDonald's as well.
It seems like a mistake a child could make if they listen to Old McDonald's.
Yeah, I thought that was cute.
I feel like Old McDonald is like the Bohemian Rhapsody of a four-year-old, you know? It's like yes. long. It's got different parts and stuff.
Yeah. The Bohemian Rhapsody of children's music is pretty spot on.
McDonald, yeah, and then there's McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's the same name.
I agree with you.
Old or young.
Someone also said, Embrace Space said, oh no, my camera just turned off. But they said, sorry, so you can't see us for a second. But they said, Colleen is a pistachio and Eric is a chestnut when we were talking about what kind of nuts we are. Mm. I feel like that's a pretty good...
Why? Because I serve no purpose.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Just to burn?
A homey song.
I don't think I've ever eaten a chestnut. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I don't...
Pecan.
You are not a pecan.
It's my favorite pie.
But you're not a pecan. And you're not a pecan pie if you were a pie.
Ugh. What not. Kind of pie would you say
You'd
that
I You'd be a meat pie for sure. Hands down, you're a meat pie.
Oh, that I didn't know that was an option. But yeah, shepherd's pie?
Yes, you'd be shepherd's pie. Kind of.
What about like a steak pot pie?
That's maybe. I don't know. You'd definitely be a meat pie of sorts. Hold on, I've got to fix the camera so we can turn it back on. All right, we got the camera back up and running, hopefully. Who knows?
Thank goodness.
I doubt it's even in focus. Who knows?
I need to see this.
But I do want to know, Lovey, sorry, I've been talking a million miles a minute today.
That's okay.
But what needs to relax for you before we go? We do have to cut it short today. Not you. I want to hear everything you have to say, but our babysitter's
leaving soon. Are you asking me what needs to relax for the week? I went to brush my teeth last night.
That's good.
Thank you. This isn't the first time this has happened.
That's good.
There was I didn't see it, but there was a hair in my toothbrush.
Love, I can't even let you continue this.
Does this happen to everybody? Like,
oh, it's the worst.
It's the worst feeling when you go start brushing your teeth and there's a hair in it.
And then there's this like self shame of like, how did I not see this?
Right. Yeah. And then you have to pull it off. Oh, it's got toothpaste all over it.
I could.
Anyways, it messed me up so much. I had to write a song about it.
No, you did not.
I did not.
I was so excited.
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine. Do it.
So that was really bad. Lightning round. Weird bites of chicken.
All bites of chicken are kind of weird bites of chicken. I feel that one. I really
But like
love
you,
it.
You get chicken at like a fancy restaurant or fancy plate. I don't know, $15, $20 chicken sandwich. It's still gonna have that one weird bite where it's like this is inedible. It's like a cartilagey. Like it's like a you know the bite of chicken I'm talking about, right?
Of course I do, love.
So why aren't we cutting that off? Can we cut that off?
I don't know. I don't eat much chicken because of this. I don't.
Well, you care for chickens. You love chickens. You have chickens as pets. How could you eat chicken?
I do sometimes.
Yeah. It's kind of
like,
weird.
I think I kind of really only eat chicken and like a chicken nugget vibes. Like
tendies.
A chicken breast. I'm not like, I don't know. I never crave it.
You used to like barbecue chicken breasts.
So random because I would never want that now.
I know. But remember I used to like barbecue this, chicken like all the time. Windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah. Why is it always out?
It's always out. And like, it's really hard to kind of, they give you this giant jug and then the hole replaces it is so little, especially in my car. It's like very little. It's like not even a round hole. It's like
a fairy?
Little hole. It's like we have this big jug and I have to go or I have to like pour it slowly and it's spilling. I spill it everywhere.
I think you're just unreal to me. Like what a magical creature that you are. I've never met someone that actually refills it. Like
once it's empty,
it's over. Yeah. I'm like, I have to wait till I get another car to have.
Yeah. No, for some reason, the car I have now, And I think it's because I have sometimes have to park under an oak tree, which like spits sticky, or the bugs, the aphids, they like eat oak trees. Like they're, it's like their poop and it's like sticky and it's always, so I feel like I have to windshield wipe like every day or every other day. I hit that thing. You know what I'm saying? I hit that thing.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel,
you know, hit that. Oh, that's weird.
And he did something visually for the listeners that was questionable.
I have to wash the windows. So it's that light in my car, which we share sometimes. You know, that light is always on. Yeah. And any yellow light on your dash, it like drives me crazy.
Oh, me
it drives
too.
Me crazy if it's tire pressure or that. So between tire pressure, because we didn't know there was like a nail in the tire of one of our cars for like 2 years.
It wasn't that long, but yeah.
Gophers. Mm-hmm. I told you that was on there.
Yes.
It's lightning round.
Yeah, gophers.
Anything you plant, you have to, the entire like root bulb, you have to put this gopher wire around. Otherwise they will find a way to destroy it.
Yeah. I got to show you the tomato plants.
That's why those
pasture
fruits are in pots. And the last thing is, and I know you're going to love this, love.
What?
Guess what's back?
Football.
Till February.
So excited.
Starts tomorrow.
It's great, lovey. I'm sure you're very excited.
Football's back.
That's great.
Are you so excited for Sundays?
I'm excited that you love it and that like...
And Thursdays?
I'm excited that you love
and
it
Mondays?
And it makes you happy, but I'm not excited about there's suddenly something that means you can't do anything except for watch that.
Well, that's only like, it's only the one team, the three, you know, I can do other things for when other teams are playing, but if the team that I like is playing, I would like to be able to watch it.
Yeah. And you do. And you love it. And I love that you love it. Are they good this year? I don't know anything about.
You never know. You never know. I hope they are.
They weren't good last year, right?
No, they went from first to worst. So hopefully, I'm hoping they go from worst to first.
Yeah,
hopefully. I don't know. They're always injured. They have an easier schedule this year, I think, on paper. Who knows?
Who knows?
But it does affect me and my mental health and my mood.
Very much so it does.
So I thought you'd be excited about that.
You know, it does affect your mood and it doesn't, but I've never seen it affect your mood very much in a positive way.
When they win, I'm happy the rest of the day.
I think if they win, you're like, well, it's good, but they got to do next week. They're doing this. Yeah. Like it's always immediately like, oh no,
well,
next time.
All, you know, they never want to install it, you know, to win a Super Bowl, right? They've never done that.
You like can't get excited. It's the same way with your auditions. With the Lions, how you are about your auditions. Like if you get a callback or if you get pinned for something or something and I get excited, you're like, no, I didn't get it. Like, and that's where the Lions too, where it's like, you can't get excited if they win because it's not the whole thing.
I love game days when they win. But since football's coming, I thought, okay,
did you write a song about
your
it?
Eyes.
Oh no, I'm scared.
It's
okay.
Funny,
my eyes are closed.
It's funny that
he's talking, but you can't hear him. Okay. So I'm closing my eyes for some reason. Hopefully it's a big surprise about football because I love it so much. I can't appreciate it. I think it's funny how.
Here.
Oh, my eyes opening.
Sorry, I like football.
Cookies. Oh, I thought it was gonna be a football helmet. Oh my gosh, he got me cookies. Oh, and flowers. That's so nice, lovey. That was so sweet of you. Thank you. This is a preemptive. Sorry, I'm gonna be a jerk.
Yeah,
every week.
I like flip a coffee table on Sunday.
There's Gerbera daisies in here.
Ugh, I forgot that that's how you say it.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. There was a pretty ones, right? That's like,
they're
that
so
like peach
this
color.
This is so nice. Thank you, love. That's so kind.
I tried to put some eucalyptus in there too, but the hole in the head of this
eucalyptus.
Vase is, yeah, to like make it like look, you know,
where's
pretty.
The eucalyptus?
It's not in there. It's in the trash.
Oh, I thought I was blind.
No,
for a
I
minute.
Bought like three different things and I was going to combine them to.
That's so nice. Thank you.
But that's all that would fit in the cat head.
I love you.
And
love you. That's
so
nice.
Your favorite cookies of
all
time.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much. Those are my favorite. I was just thinking about those today, how I was like, I'm going to go get those cookies and get Wesley some yogurt pouches today.
Yeah.
And then you got me the cookies. Thank
Football's
you.
Back, love.
I know. You can.
And now you can't be
so
mad
nice.
About it.
No, I'm not going to be mad about it. I'm not mad about football. I think it can be so fun. I love going to the games.
Yeah.
I do. I have so much fun. Yeah. There's another thing. You don't have to get me cookies and flowers. You could just be. Not mad about it.
Like if they lose?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just like I can be not mad about gardening. I know how easy that is.
I can't think of an equivalent for you. I can't.
Because there isn't something where I'm like.
What if you paid a lot for to go see a Broadway show, right?
But that's
specifically to see someone do some part that you love. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't want to, and it's like the understudy, you know what I mean? Or whatever.
I wouldn't care about that.
No, I know you wouldn't. That's why I'm like, it's like, or they did it really.
Because usually the understudies are badass. They're usually very good. I know,
they're so good. That wasn't a dig at anyone who's ever had to understudy.
No, you didn't mean it that way. I know
but
that.
Like, There's no equivalent.
There's no equivalent because there's nothing where I would be like, I can't go do that with you guys. I can't do anything today because this show is on and I have to watch it when it's happening. I can't watch it later. Think of a single thing where I would say to you, I can't do anything today. I cannot go anywhere. Nothing can happen. I only can watch this thing on TV. So you got to figure it out.
With a week's notice, you told me, hey, I have to go to Paris to see Taylor Swift.
I didn't say I have to. I said, I want to go to Paris, but also that was a one time and it was a fun trip. And this
it wasn't
is,
one time. You didn't even get in Vancouver.
I went to Paris once and I went to Vancouver and it was great. But again, that's the equivalent to you going, hey, I really want to go to this Lions game.
And what if she canceled it and you were already there and you already paid for the hotel and the flight? You'd be like upset.
I'd be disappointed that I wouldn't see her. Yeah, sure. But I'm trying to find a way for you to relate. I totally see what you're saying. If we went to fly to a game to go watch the Lions play and then they canceled or lost, like that I get. But to every week, multiple times a week, you can't do anything because something's on television and you have to watch it live. There's no equivalent to that for me, is what I'm saying. There's nothing that for months and months on end, every single week, I have to sit and watch this thing or I have to sit and do this thing. This is the only time I can do it. And
you walk around like this.
Yeah, but I can. There's not what the
if
same.
I, what if I was
it's
like, you can't. You, hey, hey.
I'm not being crazy, I'm in the room.
You can't look at watch TikToks or.
Well, that would
Instagrams.
Be controlling and weird. And I've never said you can't watch your game. I've never said you can't
but
watch.
But you have to do it.
But I have to do what?
You have to look at TikToks and Instagram
things. No, I don't.
Things. You have to.
I absolutely do not.
And that's watching something, and that's every week. It's every day.
You cannot seriously think that that is the same thing. Me sometimes watching TikToks or Instagram reels or whatever is the same as you saying, hey, the Lions are playing at this time on this day. I will be unavailable. It's not the same as anything else that I do. Well, I certainly have a lot of things.
Okay. So there's only 17 games, right? 17.
Okay.
Isn't that Taylor Swift's song?
No.
Okay. I don't think so.
I mean, no.
I just assume there's.
I'm sure maybe she says that number somewhere in a song, maybe. I don't know.
So that doesn't feel like that many times.
Okay. Yeah, I don't care. I'm very supportive of you watching games and liking the Lions.
And a lot of times, like this year, a lot of times they play at like 10 a.m.
So you're already letting me know, like, hey, there's a lot of days at 10 a.m. where I'm not going to be available.
No, I'm available. I'll watch the kids while, you know what I mean? I'll hang out with them. I mean, they have to watch the game, but. A lot of them are like,
you'll watch the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Come on. Anyway. Yeah, no, I know. You'll watch the kids.
I just can't go anywhere.
No, you can't. I know this is how it is.
But who's going anywhere at 10 a.m.?
It's funny to me because when we were wed.
Sunday anyways.
This wasn't you, sir.
What?
This when we were wed, you weren't like you knew of sports. You enjoyed a sport. Like people were watching.
Oh, it's because they were so bad.
Yeah,
because they were so bad then that it was like
I would still
watch even, but like I wasn't as like
more casually though.
Certainly more casually. But I have always been like this.
Okay.
They've just always been bad. But
yeah.
There's like it's recorded.
No, I didn't understand why. Once they got really good, you got so excited. It was very, very exciting.
Like before they had like NFL Sunday ticket, like I would go when I lived in Los Feliz in LA, like I would go to this one specific sports bar every Sunday at like 10 a.m. to watch.
Yeah.
With like other Lions fans.
Yeah. No, I'm very supportive. I love getting you tickets to go see the games and we go together and make a whole trip of it. Like it's so fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not supportive. I just.
Well, it got you the flowers and the cookies.
I know. You're so sweet. I love you. Thank you.
You have to be supportive.
I have to. And anytime.
Because I bought it.
I don't seem supportive. You can go. I got you flowers and cookies. Gerberbers.
Gerberbers. I got you Gerberbers.
All right, we got to go. Thanks for watching. I had more stuff I wanted to say, but we'll have to talk about it next week. So leave your comments below for us to talk about, respond to. Maybe Eric will write a song about one of your comments for next week.
Oh my God.
And we'll see you then. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.